He likes it here, Mr. Nasr said. He said he would stay for at least 1 year because of peace, because here he has nothing to worry about. He can just relax. More might have died at the Linwood Mosque, but for the selfless actions of Abdul Aziz, 48, who was praying there for his with his four sons when he heard gunshots. Rather than fleeing, he ran toward the sound and grabbed the first thing he could find, a credit card machine, and tossed it at the attacker. He then tried to draw the gunman's attention to himself and away from other worshippers by weaving through the cars in the parking lot. Mr. Alabi told the Associated Press he believed the death toll would have been far higher without Mr. Aziz's actions. Mr. Aziz, originally from Afghanistan, said he saw the attacker drop one of his guns and managed to grab it, but when he pulled the trigger, the gun was empty. When the gun went to his car, presumably to grab more ammunition, Mr. Aziz said, he threw the gun at the assailant's windshield, shattering the glass. The assailant sped away. Perhaps because of where the shooting took place, a country where there are fewer than a dozen murders in some years, many of the survivors found themselves reaching back in time, using words like peace and quiet, calm and safety. Mr. Darwish, 40, said that that was how he persuaded his brother Kamel to move to New Zealand from Jordan. I told him it's the safest country in the world and the best place to raise kids. He was here for 6 months, he added. He was going to bring his wife in a month. Instead, Kamel was missing and presumed dead. Inside the hospital's relative's room, Mr. Darwish could not contain his frustration. Several relatives had to walk him outside to help him calm down when a local imam he didn't know stood up and tried to explain that they were trying to wait until all the names had been confirmed and all the bodies identified before sharing information with the group. "We want connectivity," said the imam, Mustafa Farouk, "so everyone gets closure at the same time." Others in the crowd demanded an alternative, "something quicker so we can rest," shouted one man in a far corner. Mr. Farouk explained that some of the victims were unrecognizable because of their wounds. Another imam reminded them that it's not a car accident, it's an international crime scene, and that officials had to be careful not to get anything wrong. Still, the crowd pleaded, "Let people share photos. Let imams who know some of the dead identify them." For a time, the pain brought division. Then the discord was broken when a man shouted, "Allahu Akbar, God is greatest," and called for patience. A few minutes later, officials announced that they would not wait for all the bodies to be identified. They acceded to the community's demands and let people send photos to police and choose imams to identify those they could. The survivors knew this victory would only bring more pain, but at least they were moving toward a resolution together and alone.